There have been evacuations overnight in a number of communities on the New South Wales south coast following heavy rain and flooding. The State Emergency Service has responded to almost 840 calls for help in the past 24 hours. And there have been 36 flood rescues over the weekend in the Illawarra, Shoalhaven and on the far south coast. Australia has experienced its deadliest day in the coronavirus pandemic, with Victoria recording another 17 deaths. But there's a glimmer of hope that the state's COVID-19 case numbers are plateauing. 394 new infections were confirmed yesterday. Meantime, a whistleblower nurse who worked in Victoria's troubled hotel quarantine scheme has shed light on what went wrong. She's told the ABC the health department appeared more concerned with appeasing guests than infection control. The nurses revealed that some guests were given extra fresh air and cigarette breaks if they complained enough. And two schools in Sydney have been closed after three students tested positive to COVID-19. All secondary students at Tangara School in Cherrybrook have been told to self-isolate for 2 weeks and get tested after two students contracted the virus. Our Lady of Mercy College in Parramatta will also be closed due to a positive case there. 10 new cases of coronavirus were confirmed in New South Wales yesterday.